We're green. We're green across the board. Check, check, mic check. We're good.
I'm working on it. I'm in the queue.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, you're doing your thing. Is there a new egg shuffled today, or is that just during the week?
There was one today. There's no PlayStation 5.
Okay, no PS5. All right. I assumed I would have seen something.
Yeah. They've basically, what Games Workshop has done now has shut down the gamesworkshop.com.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm in the queue. The web store will be reopening soon. We are expecting high levels of web traffic when games-workshop.com reopens fully. So to ensure a smooth service for everyone, we'll be using a digital queuing system. Anyone who's already on the site will be placed randomly in the queue when the store reopens. Everyone who arrived after will be added to the queue in order of arrival.
How many of these sets are they releasing?
They haven't specifically said. They say they've made, quote, a lot.
But what does that mean?
And nobody really knows.
Okay.
A lot of people were hoping that they were going to do it. If they really wanted to just make bank on this, they would just set a pre-order window that's made to order.
Yeah, yeah.
Or at least do the initial release like they're doing today, and then do another like week or two later where they do it all pre-order. Made to order, so that they know that people are getting it, because they ended up having to do another run of the Indominus box last year.
Mm. Because I think I remember you talking about that. Yeah, the scalpers, right?
Between scalpers and like trying to get it in stores, they had to do a second run of the kit entirely.
That's neat. I'm assuming you are on track with your obligations to paint.
I'm a little behind, but if I just sit down and do it today and tomorrow, I'll be caught up.
There you go. Good stuff.
But that'll put me exactly on time, is the thing.
I loved those TikToks, by the way, because it was very much like, there were people who were like, yes, I totally understand this. And it's just like, it made it definitely like validated that it's like,
right,
this is an issue for some people. Like,
well, that's
who
the
just
thing is like,
have it's, tons of minis.
It's the meme in the community. It's just like, we all have our quote pile of shame.
Yeah. Yeah. And then there's me who's like on TikTok and sending you God knows what at the time. Which at this point, by the way, just to try to compete with your numbers, I am filtering to a degree, but I'm still sending you just everything that makes me at least laugh. Because then I'm just like, all right,
you've been sending me good shit, so I'll.
I here's the thing, you, I mean, I was getting upwards of like 15 talks a day from you, and for every 15, it's like I was sending one or two, and I was like, God, these numbers just feel totally off. And then I was just like, fuck it, he's whatever lane of TikTok I'm on that day, he's getting whatever hell that just makes me laugh. So yeah, I've just been descending.
You have sent me some food stuff, and I appreciate that.
I like
food TikTok.
I assume food TikTok was a place that everybody could love and come together. I try to send you just the ones that are a single talk. I sent one that was, unfortunately, had a part two.
Once you like know how to kind of work the system, part twos are pretty easy to find if they're up.
Yeah. But yeah, TikTok. And I was, like I said, I'm in a weird fucking place on TikTok where I'm getting women who work, like really, really work out.
Yeah.
Hit the gym. Possibly using some sort of enhancing materials at the gym, are doing anime poses, and I have no fucking clue how I got there. It confuses me. It makes me feel weird things that I'm unsure how to feel about.
I got one of those.
I'm not complaining. I just wish there was like a diagram of this is how you arrived at this location.
Right.
Like the just like because yeah, give me like a dot map.
Dot map.
You know, just something.
I'm in the queue.
Oh, all right, we're in queue. You are number two in queue.
Okay. I don't have to refresh my page, but if I do, I won't lose my place in line. I have 10 minutes to complete my purchase, after which I'll be returned to the queue.
Okay.
Stock is limited, so if you delay or leave without checking out, there's a risk of some quick selling items will go out of stock. You'll delete your cookies, you'll lose your spot.
So then, are you purchasing right now? Is that what you're...
I am waiting.
The next phase is? I'm waiting to purchase.
To get into the store.
Okay.
Oh, all right. It's my turn. It's my turn.
God, you were number two.
Apparently.
It's a big moment. You're probably feeling how I felt when I got that email from New Egg. Be like, you were selected, motherfucker. Figure shit out.
Yeah, right? Fuck.
I need an adult. What do I do?
I did not expect to get in that quick. But here we fucking go. Sign in.
You were not prepared. Oh, it's perfect. We'll do this. We'll get this out of the way.
Right. I don't have to pay for shipping because it's over the set price.
Damn.
Send my stuff as it becomes available. Continue.
Oh, fuck. Okay. That is, I burned my lip on pizza last night. Okay. Why is pizza so hot? Shit, that reminds me. I gotta see if a new episode of My Hero Academia is out.
Order.
That gateway. Go fuck yourself. Just give me the episode. So here we are. Oh, whoa. I just heard something got spilled, didn't it? That's the sound of something got spilled.
She spilled tea on her keyboard. Again?
We've all been there. Again?
So she did it a couple days ago.
Ah, it's one of those history repeats itself moments. Yeah. Right.
Nope. Yeah, fuck, I got it. I'm in. I ordered. It's all done. Wow. That was
beautiful.
Quick and painless.
Painless. Gorgeous. Beautiful.
Details. Bing.
I hate this shirt. I should have changed shirts before. You know?
Wow. That was. Wow. I must have been number two. Like, that had to have been it.
That's great. I call. Fuck. I better not come down with some sickness now. Jesus Christ.
This was not that bad, because this wasn't purely based on luck. There was definitely a...
Just give me food poisoning. That's easily manageable. Don't give me something bad again.
Oh, shit, for a day and a half, I'll be fine.
That's fine. Fucking 3 weeks of COVID bullshit. No, thank you. Oh, my God. By the way, this is going to be a fun story. So I didn't realize this until about 2 weeks ago. The cough that I had, the lingering cough, my stupid ass was actually poisoning myself for 2 weeks. I was unaware. The big water jug, you know, I like to drink out of because it keeps ice for weeks at a time.
Yeah.
At some point, I'm assuming some sort of food particles got in there. And we're basically growing some sort of mold or bacteria. And I'd been drinking, out of it for fucking like a couple of weeks after.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Fucking water bottle.
Hand of God, as soon as I stopped, as soon as I saw that there was something in there, because it had been buried by ice every time. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I was looking in there and I'm like, oh fuck. And sure as shit, I stopped drinking out of it. The cough goes away. And I'm just like, I had literally been poisoning myself for at least a week or 2 weeks. And I was just like, oh, okay, I'm retarded. So yeah, whatever that was causing my cough. So now it is just a lingering cough that really doesn't exist anymore. So that's a fun story that of me being stupid.
You know, it's things you don't think about, right?
Yeah, I definitely wasn't. Okay. I wanted to cover this one quick because there's actually a lot of stuff at E3 as far as games that I'm slightly excited for. And I don't know if you saw very many E3 announcements.
I didn't see a lot.
Okay.
I read a quick breakdown. Really, the only one I saw was Nintendo.
My honest opinion. No, you know, I'll get to that after this one. Okay. Yeah. So Intel's dedicated graphics cards, gaming GPUs. The flagship. These are the flagships at the moment. The flagship performance of Intel's GPUs.
The 30.
This would be their. Yeah, this is going to be like what they would right now consider their top tier card. The flagship performance is on par with the 3070 and the 6700 XT.
Yeah, that was what I was saying.
It's and like
if their top card, because their first offering, even as a flagship, is going to be only
You don't expect miracles.
It's one of those where it's going to be fine.
Mm-hmm.
So if their top tier card, which is going to be fine, is on par with the step down cards, the 3070 and the 6700s.
Yeah.
Which are also fine. That's about what I expect.
Yeah. So I think that actually has me slightly excited, I will say, just because it's another offering in the market.
Yeah, and they're breaking in at 1440p gaming, if that's the case.
Yeah, because it looks like they're...
Which is not a bad way to go.
It looks like their top end is going to be a 16 gig and 8 gig GDDR6 variant. So, I mean, they've got the memory. They've got good performance from the look of it as an entry level. Assuming they price it properly, which I think they're going to price way below competition to break in, personally.
Probably.
I would hope, because if they don't, then they're fucking BOA.
Yeah. They got to be competitive if they want to put any dent in anybody's market share.
Yeah. So we'll see. We'll see. Now, my next theory, is it going to be shit at gaming and great at mining, where everybody's like, hey, we need this to mine. Fuck everything else. Or is it going to be absolute garbage mining and still offer that really, really good gaming performance overall? So, yeah, we'll see. I'm curious.
Here's me kind of hoping that it just blows mining out of the water and becomes
so everybody flocks to it.
Way more efficient than anything AMD or NVIDIA has put
out. Yeah, yeah.
And cheaper, so all the miners just move to that. Sign me up.
Oh, 100%. And yeah, that's really all the tech news. Otherwise, I don't have anything else from there. But yeah, E3, man. First of all, what a shit show. Because
I heard
of
good things.
So generally,
I'll show you that video.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, I think I've seen all I needed to about E3.
So generally, you know, E3, they've done a lot of partners on Twitch can co-stream it, and there's no issues.
Right.
This year, though, because of like all the DMCA bullshit and Twitch being absolute shit at dealing with it, there were many instances where Twitch basically, if there was a song in a trailer, Twitch would have audio approved that would play over that and mute the game audio. And so for some of the conferences, it was just a fucking shit show. For instance, Square Enix, one of their trailers didn't even have audio. because Twitch didn't do anything to put audio in it, and it was an audio that was good for DMCA, or that would get DMCA straight. So it was a fucking shit show. So partner streams weren't great at all. Everything felt disconnected from just E3 in general. Mm-hmm. And it's just, it just felt lackluster. Like, they should have just skipped this year and just gone hard next year, you know, when more stuff was readily available.
Yeah, have each studio just do their own individual announcement bullshit, whatever. Yeah. Because it's all online anyway.
Well, here's the thing. Like, Take-Two had a fucking conference, but they didn't announce anything. Because they even came out saying, hey, we're not actually going to announce anything, but here's some trailers you guys have all seen. that was their show in a nutshell.
Did you see the Gearbox Borderlands movie bit?
Yeah.
That was so fucking cringy.
Oh, dude, and honestly, the whole Tiny Tina spinoff adventure thing feels like such a cash grab.
Oh, absolutely.
It's like, hey, you remember how people love this for Borderlands 2? What if we just spin it off as something completely new? And hope that people
cash grab on the one good thing, the last good thing we made.
Yeah. So,
but like
not too exciting.
The IGN comment section on that video.
it to you. Yeah. Oh, it was just. Oh, God! It was just awful. Nintendo Breath of the Wild 2.
Nintendo fucking killed it this year. Like, Nintendo is definitely, from what I can see, the highlight of E3.
I would say Microsoft honestly had a really great showing.
Okay. I didn't see
anything they had Microsoft did. So Microsoft, they came out swinging. We got Starfield trailer. I would say trailer. Really a teaser. They gave us a release date, though, of 11/11/22. And that's on Bethesda's new engine. God, I can't remember the name of it. Looks gorgeous because it was all in engine. Absolutely gorgeous. Like, if it, and according to them, and I don't want to take it at face value, but this is a world that they've spent the last 25 years creating. So if that's legit, I am generally curious what 25 years of world crafting looks like, you know. So that might be a big space epic adventure game, which I'm down for, because Star Citizen is still shit at the end of the day. So that had me excited. They also showed some teaser trailers for just games that we know nothing really about. Mm-hmm. One specific was Contraband, which kind of looked like a I would say almost 1980s oh shit, what's the name of that game from PlayStation adventure game? Why am I forgetting the name? Uncharted.
Oh, okay.
Looks like it could be something in the Uncharted type series, based on just a really vague trailer, but we got a name for that. Horizon,
Forbidden West.
No, the driving game. Oh. Forza Horizon always looks gorgeous. I mean, driving games simulated always look good. So that looks great as far as visuals. Oh, they showed Battlefield 2042 gameplay, which, damn, if that doesn't look good. DICE did a really good job on that trailer.
I saw a video of the guy who did the original meme.
Yep, trick. For in Battlefield 3, yeah.
In Battlefield 3. Reacting to the new trailer
where they put it in there, which is just like they did that with so many of it. Was basically a highlight of what's been posted on Reddit over the years in the Battlefield community with that first trailer that they came out with, which, you know what, that's fine. It looked good. Mm-hmm. It looks like it'll be a fun game like every other Battlefield. Elden Ring, we finally got a fucking trailer for Elden Ring and a release date of January next year.
Okay.
I'm curious to see. I mean, I think my biggest gripe is they're saying it's going to be about 30 hours of gameplay, which to me seems short, but I guess it's really in the delivery. And if that's just main quest with very little side quests, it means you could probably extend that out a little bit. So
probably because that's what they were saying for Borderlands, and I would agree with that.
Yeah. What else did we get that was exciting?
I'm stoked for the Advance Wars 1+2.
Oh yeah, yes. And we got
my friend posted that in our Discord just like as a quick one-off because he knew like one other person in there was like actually like the Advance Wars games, and he posted that and like four of us were like, fuck yeah, Advance Wars. And the Mario Party remake finally
saw that. What else did Nintendo have? Oh yeah, the new Metroid.
That
one. Which
I'm actually excited
it,
for that.
I'm excited because a proper side scrolling like 2D Metroidvania with 3D. It looks from the trailer, mm-hmm. it looks like whatever the fuck is chasing us cannot be killed.
Yeah.
Like it's just there to fuck your shit up. So I like that because that gives it the Alien Isolation vibes.
Yeah.
So you know, that's fun stuff. Breath of the Wild 2, honestly, I still need to play through the first one, so.
Bro.
I know.
I'm that psychopath who I have found every shrine. I have found enough
every,
of those
every Korok.
Stupid little Koroks to max out. I didn't find all of them, but I found enough to max out my inventory. Because I'm not getting all of them. You don't get anything if you get all of them.
Well, just, you know, the pride that comes with it.
Yeah, I don't care. literally the only thing I have left to do in the game is beat Ganon.
Nice.
After like 400 hours.
But there was the one thing that irks me is there was no mention of like the Switch Pro or anything. Because in all honesty, I'm holding out for that at this point. I had a Switch. I mean, I sold it because it was just kind of like whatever. But if you give me a Switch Pro with like better that's the one thing I wish Nintendo would do is just better hardware. Like, yeah.
If the Switch 2 has better hardware and backwards compatibility for the cartridges, sign me up.
Well, there's no way they wouldn't. I feel like that's a death sentence if they release a Switch 2 and it's not backwards compatible.
Yeah, and I think, yeah, like even with the like Nintendo DS, you can go back to a Gen 1, a game that was released for Gen 1 Nintendo DS and still play it on a 3DS XL. Or a new 3DS XL.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, don't get me wrong.
Nintendo's thing is backwards compatibility. And backwards compatibility is coming into... is becoming more common again with the age of digital. Because essentially, if you buy a game on the PlayStation 4, you just have it for the PlayStation 5, which is awesome. Granted, it's only digital, but you still have it for the PlayStation 5, that's all I can ask for.
Yeah, and I mean, given how hardware is nowadays, where it's very much PC-like.
Yeah.
It's definitely, oh shit, that's right. Xbox announced Stalker 2, which I don't know if you ever played the Stalker games on PC. Mm-mm. No? Ooh, man. First of all, you need to play the Stalker games on PC. I know you're not much of like an... Oh, I shouldn't say that. FPS style, but more towards like Metro style of...
I've never played a Metro game.
God. Okay, well, first you need to play Stalker series. Then you need to play the Metro series. And then you need to get excited for Stalker 2 because it looks fantastic. It's a hard game to describe. It's an amazing story. Let me put it to you that way. We're very much, you don't know what the fuck's going on. And even when you finish it, and it's got like three different endings, even when you finish all three of the endings, you still really don't know what's going on.
Okay.
And leading into a Stalker 2, which just fucking looked gorgeous in the trailer. The gameplay looked refined, beautiful, and just... Yeah, Stalker 2 looks good. That's all I can say about that. Stalker 2 looks good. And you need to play the first three. Well, the first three. Because they're all worth it. They announced Halo Infinite stuff. It's just, here's my funny take on that. They said coming holiday of this year. So they haven't decided what holiday.
Like, it's good. Well, when they say that, they mean like mid to late November.
It'll probably be November. Yeah.
Because it's releasing in order to be available for Christmas.
Yeah. That's all that interesting. Means. Interesting thing on Halo Infinite. Some of the largest, more open world than previous Halos. And the multiplayer is going to be completely free, which I think is a big step for them. And really interesting, their battle pass system, which they don't expire. Battle passes don't expire, and you can buy them freely whenever you want and focus XP towards them. So that's really cool. I actually like that.
Okay, sorry, one second. Phones are dumb. I tried messaging a friend of mine to tell him that I got the Dominion box, and I was just going to send in all caps, like, Dominion is mine!
Yeah.
And it auto-corrected mine to M8NE.
M8NE?
M8NE. Not all caps mine. M8NE. That was the...
Are you using that word a lot or something?
I've never used that word in my entire fucking life.
I don't even know what that would
like,
say.
Like, I might have accidentally, like, fingered it.
That's funny. That's hilarious. And for those who watch this episode, just the facial expression was fantastic. Because you just were looking down and you're like...
what the fuck? Because I'm also one of those assholes that proofreads my text messages.
How dare you?
Because I know autocorrect is bullshit.
I just type and pray half the time.
I know neither of us are really big Mac folks, but what did you think of some of the stuff that showed up in WWDC? Like, I kind of like some of the... Like, I like to see some of the things and how Apple implements their stuff. Because I don't buy Apple because it's just expensive bullshit that I could spend half as much money on and get something just as good.
Yeah.
But I do like to see, I am kind of keeping more of an eye on them now that they have their, now that they're doing everything on their own silicone. Because like the M1 iPad Pro looks fucking incredible.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's Apple. I like the idea of what they're doing, but
I mean,
they're also one of the few companies that can do that because of their closed off ecosystem.
Yeah. And that's one of the things that I really at least appreciate about Apple is that they just have their like, oh, you have your iMac, your MacBook, and your iPad, and you can just move files between them freely with no third party software.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. But again, closed off environment. I mean,
exactly. Because they have that.
It's like if Windows did that, you know, that would probably be awesome too. If Android did that, that would probably be awesome too. But the reason those companies don't do that is because I feel a lot more people who would rather be able to fuck their shit up than just live in a walled garden of happiness all the time.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. There are definitely people that I would recommend Apple products to. It's not
old
my,
people.
It's almost exclusively old people.
People who just want to do the simple thing. I write, I text, I do email.
So
that's my thing.
The way I look at it is, if I'm going to recommend, I recommend technology based on people's needs. I ask them what they're trying to do, what they want, whatever.
Yeah.
And if they tell me they want something that just works, I send them to Apple. Because that's one thing that Apple's always been very good at, is if you are entirely in the ecosystem, their stuff just works. And that's great. That's really commendable, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
I just personally don't like their stuff.
Yeah. But, you know,
I don't mind their design language. I don't mind their UI. Like their actual physical products look very nice. Their UI is always very clean, very straightforward. Yep. And that's what's great. That's one of those things that it just works. And if you have, you know, you have your iPhone and your AirPods and your Apple Watch, and they all just work. And like, I had a friend who switched from Android to Apple because he got to the point where he's like, I am so sick of trying to troubleshoot all my stuff all the time. I just want something that works.
Yeah.
So he just bought an iPhone 12 and an Apple Watch because he just wanted shit that works.
Yeah. And, you know, if that's what you want, perfect. You know what you want.
Yep.
The only other thing I hate is Apple sales pitch.
Oh, they're fucking, it's terrible.
They innovate because realistically they're generally behind the curve in terms of innovation. But that's, that's a whole other.
I've gotten into that discussion with people before. It's not that they're innovating. They're not.
No, they're relabeling.
That's
been their thing, is just upselling.
Arguably, and I know this word this term technically has more grandiose or higher involved implications to it.
Yeah.
But they're not innovating, they're revolutionizing. In that they're taking it and they're taking what's already good and making it better for Apple.
Yeah.
Like, that's the stipulation, is they're making it work just better as long as you're already in the Apple ecosystem. Like AirTags, yeah, we have fucking Tile and bullshit, but AirTags just work.
Yeah.
And they work well.
Yes. God damn it. I can't watch this right now. Okay. Sorry. I got the new episode of My Hero Academia. So excited. I hate that I watched that show.
Why? It's good.
You know it's good, but I have to wait every fucking week now for an episode, dude. I fucking hate that. But you know what? At least you didn't do me dirty like Daniel, because he got me to watch No Game, No Life and never fucking told me that they didn't finish the show.
It's like getting somebody into Firefly.
Yeah, Firefly. Or fucking when Showtime did Camelot, and that was a good show. And they're like, oh, just one season, fuck you. Huh.
Right.
Yeah.
Here's 14 episodes. It's like Firefly. Here's 14 episodes out of order, and that's all you get.
Yeah.
4 years later, here's a movie. Your favorite character dies. Oh,
and that's the funny thing, is No Game, No Life, they did release a movie later, which had nothing to do with the fucking show. Like, why even fucking bother?
That's the good shit right there. That's the good shit.
And you know, I called him out on that recently, too. It was either last week or a couple weeks ago. I was just so pissed off for some reason. And I was like, you did this to me, God damn it. You were the one that did this to me. So it's like, because I remember watching it. I was like, oh, okay, cool. It's like, man, they got a lot to wrap up in like a couple of episodes. And then it ends. And then I'm like, wait a fucking second. And I look and I'm like, I Google and I go to the wiki and I'm just like, oh, fucking no. And yeah, that is the worst. Oh, it is the worst thing ever.
So I got to do a really good moment of fucking with my players last night for D&D, and it wasn't even it wasn't even like during the game. So it's like we went through the game, we went and I like fed them their plot points, all that good, like, here's crazy weird shit that's going on, woohoo. And go ahead.
Let me just say, realistically, I honestly can't think of anything else that happened at E3. So that's pretty much our E3 coverage in a nutshell. Some Microsoft stuff.
Some Microsoft stuff. Nintendo showed up.
Nintendo showed up. Square showed some stuff. Ubisoft showed what looks like a terrible fucking Rainbow Six Siege crossover with aliens. I don't understand that shit anymore.
And then Elden Ring.
Elden Ring PC side. There were some cool indie games, I will admit, but To be honest,
we do have Slime Rancher too.
Yeah, it looks cool for people that like Slime Rancher.
I love the game, so I'm excited for the sequel.
There was a very cyberpunk-esque, interesting art style game called Replaced. I would say check that out. It looks really fucking good.
I will have to do that.
Yes, write that down, because I will forget later. And yeah, honestly, E3 was just not that great this year. And it wasn't even lack of content. It was just the presentation felt bad.
Yeah.
It was disjointed. It felt clunky. It almost felt forced, realistically.
That's just always been it for the last couple of years. It just hasn't been.
Yeah, and I think the nail in the coffin was realistically COVID last year, because companies just kind of did their own thing, and people seemed to like that.
It really showed off. COVID really has opened a lot of eyes in the business world, and it's just like the way we've been doing things isn't necessary and actually kind of time-wasting, or time and money-wasting. Because we live in the 21st fucking century. We don't need to go to a fucking... E3 has always been this like super exclusive event. It's the pain in the ass to get into.
Hasn't even been that exclusive anymore. That's the sad part.
I'm getting to that. It used to be exclusively press, but then they opened it to the public.
It was way better when it was just press, to be honest.
But now they're trying to get all the hype from the crowd.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, they tried to make it so that there were only trailers that you had to be at E3 to see.
Yes.
And then they would release it like after the event. So, yep. And it hit these. And that's mostly what I meant by exclusive is, you know, but everybody would fucking record it with their phone and upload it to YouTube anyway. So it's unnecessary to do that. And if they just do what they've been doing of just presenting it online, it actually gets more hype because more people are seeing it when it's announced.
Yep.
And there are people who are watching it live as it happens, like all this stuff. Like I watched one of my Breath of the Wild speedrunners. He did his live, like he showed his live reaction to Breath of the Wild 2. And he was in an absolute fucking panic. That wouldn't have happened if E3 tried to keep that same formula.
Yeah. Yeah.
If E3 tried to keep that super tight, locked down, you can only see it if you were at the event, and then we'll show everybody else later. No, that's bullshit. Show everybody in the moment.
Yeah.
Everybody gets the same information at the same time. I don't know. I'm not a business person. I just think the way companies do stuff is stupid.
I went to the stock market. I did a business.
Okay, Vincent Adultman.
Yeah, Vincent Adultman.
But I was telling the story of how I got to fuck with my players last night.
Yes, but yeah.
So they finish the session and they start like making like joke speculations, and one of them is a he's of a race called the Kalashtar, which are like dream people. They're people connected to the spirit realm through their dreams, and his like spirit connection was born of a nightmare.
Fun.
So like obviously I'm tying that in. Like he fed that to me very deliberately because I told him I was writing a horror campaign. He's a dream person whose power is bees.
Like he sends out bees?
He's a swarm keeper ranger.
Okay.
So he has the ability to control a swarm of wasps. And that's how he, like, all of his spells are flavored in that way.
What type of wasp? Are we talking like murder hornet style wasps?
Like necessarily like they're bigger wasps, but they're not like murder hornet style, but they're just big fucking gnarly things. Cause like he's using them in place of his mage hand. So it was like he was like, oh yeah, I'm using mage hand to like passively just like collect berries as we're walking down the trail. And the way I flavored that was, is, you know, you every once in a while a wasp would like crawl out of your sleeve and go collect a berry, and it would come back, and as soon as it was back, another one would come out and go and get it. And because, you know, with Mage Hand you can only carry so much at a time, and you can only have one instance of it. So it's, you know, there's a bee that goes out, grabs a berry, comes back, bee that goes out, grabs a berry, comes back, like that type of thing, like those little flavor moments, just to give it that, like, here's how it works. So he's just like, oh, yeah, no, this is all probably just a manifestation of my nightmare being. And I just started laughing. I just started laughing. And like, everybody was like, ah, ha, ha. And I just keep going. And after like my third like stop and inhale, everyone's like, Zach is laughing too much. And I'm concerned now.
Yeah.
Which made me laugh more. So it turned from like me laughing for the purpose of fucking, because I was only fucking with him. Me laughing for the purpose of fucking with them into me laughing at their reaction to me fucking with them.
Outstanding. I mean, that's good. Okay. Means you're doing it right.
Everybody's really enjoying it. And like, I had this moment where my sorcerer, he actually has ancestry in the realm we're playing in. So, like, his family is from this realm, and they left with him for reasons when he was very young.
Okay.
And he's now returned, and he's having, like, you know, he runs into these people that his family, you know, is from, and all, you know, has all the same traditions. So he's having these, like, shock back to moments of sitting in a cabin with his grandmother hearing stories and, like, you know, those types of things. And I'm setting that up for him. And he's like, oh, this is so good. And then, you know, I did like the cryptic tarot card reading to kind of feed them their fate and that sort of thing.
Okay.
And, you know, like he mentioned offhand to this, you know, old woman who was doing that. And I was like, yeah, no. So you start regaling the story and you realize partway through that there's now the role switch of the younger regaling the older with a story in that. And I ended the session there, and like he like messaged me and he was like, that was the perfect way to end the session. Like, that was the perfect end to it. And I was like, yeah, that was a good stop, like, because they had gone as far as I had intended them to go,
right,
so like that was the natural stopping point of it.
Yeah.
And I was just like, yes, this is, and it just, he fed me that. And I was like, yes, this is how I'm going to end it. Good shit.
That's funny.
And then I have my Fallout game tonight, my Fallout D&D, fun. Where I'm a player. And that's a lot of fun because I am a barbarian and my weapon is a stop sign.
Dude, that is outstanding. It's like, you using it like a battle axe?
Yeah.
I'm assuming.
So we go up and we fight this boss, and he's this like he's been mutated by the FEV in his own way, because we're playing in a Pacific Northwest themed game. So we're in the Bend area right now, and we're about to trek up to Portland.
Nice.
So we're currently in the Bend area, and we've been hanging out there, and he created these, basically his version of the Deathclaw, which he's calling Pine Reapers.
Pine Reapers.
So they're,
I like it.
They're humans that have been infected with the FEV and have basically just mutated into these giant murderous tree beasts. So we encountered a dude who was like part way through his transformation. And his weapon was a fucking stop sign with a 10-foot reach. Me, as the giant hit stuff, fuck you, barbarian, went, I want that. Give me that.
Yeah.
I'm going to kill you for it. So I did.
Outstanding.
I got his weapon, and it's flavored. Its name is Full Stop.
Oh, beautiful. That is a solid name.
It does a D12 of damage per hit, and I'm a barbarian, so I can hit twice per turn.
Oh, nice.
Or no, up to 3 times per turn. But then he was like, hey, is there, because up to that point I'd been using a super sledge. That was my weapon of choice, is I was using a super sledge, and that's nothing to fuck with. That's like 5d4 damage per hit.
Oh yeah.
It's a big thing. So I went And we hit a downtime point, and he's like, oh, are there any requisitions you'd like to make? And I was like, can I get a rocket booster for my stop sign?
Oh, Lord.
And he said, yes.
Oh, my God.
I have a rocket booster on my stop sign. It does 1d12 plus 4d4 damage per hit.
Good Lord. 4d4?
Yeah. On top of 1d12.
On top of, so
it's 1d12 slashing damage plus 44 force damage.
So what, fat max? If you had perfect rolls.
If I had perfect rolls, that would be 12.
Well, 12 plus 16, right?
Plus 16 would get me up to
28
per hit.
Per hit. If you rolled that magically three times.
Yep.
Good God.
Yep.
What a monster. Dude, do the Pine Reapers give off a scent of, like, fresh car pine? Like,
no.
I feel like if I was to have them, be like, you smell what smells like an air freshener of pine, and then just a Pine Reaper appears.
Yeah, so my DM is really good at sneaking in references through NPCs.
Oh, beautiful.
So he created these two what are they? They're the brain robots.
Are these Fallout specific or is
they're Fallout specific.
Oh God, what the hell is this called?
Fuck, they have the brains inside their as part of their system.
Yeah. I can't remember what those are called. It's also been forever since I played Fallout, so.
Fallout
Robo Brain?
That's the one. Yeah, so he created these two Robo Brains, and one is named Steve, and the other is named Martin.
Steve Martin. God damn it.
But then he gets us, we start going, we encounter a tribe of, you know, people who worship the smoke, and they anticipate the next great burning, and they're basically waiting for another nuclear apocalypse.
Yeah.
And their leader was Theodore of the Smoke.
Theodore of the Smoke. Jesus
and
Christ.
And there was
dude.
A lot of smoky bear symbology.
Oh God.
So their leader was Teddy Bear.
Oh Lord.
I made that realization and absolutely lost my shit.
God.
Lost my shit.
I'm impressed. I'm really impressed with that.
And
than anything.
The guy who's running this campaign is the guy who's gonna be running the podcast campaign.
Really?
He's the guy who came up
with
that.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And
all right.
Everybody who's playing in it is going to be on the podcast. So we're all really getting nailed down our player character, like how our play styles are and how our role play styles are. And this is honestly the best role play of any D&D campaign I've ever had. Like, we had one of our friends just sit in to just listen and see kind of how we run the game. And there was a point where two of us start talking because our characters are both soldiers. We have the soldier background. And we actually, my character is a shock trooper.
Nice.
And the other character is just an NCR ranger. And we both fought in the battle for Hoover Dam that you see in New Vegas.
Yeah.
So we've actually fought alongside the courier. That's our tie-in, is we were actually in the battle with the courier.
I like it.
So we both have that military background, and because we were both in the NCR, we didn't know each other, but we knew of each other. So we just kind of clicked, even though we didn't actually know each other. And granted, we were all sent on a mission from the NCR up to the UPN.
Yeah.
The United Pacific Nation, something. I don't remember exactly what it is, but. So we go in and we start talking, we're interacting, and the guy who's listening, he pops in the chat and he's like, is this all in character? We're like, yeah. Was that not obvious? Or is it too obvious? Like, we're just sitting there and we're just like going into it, and we're we just start talking. We're like, oh, well, we got to do this. And like, these, there's these other things over here. And like this, that, you know, this we have to take into account, like that. Like, we both just clicked on that strategic mindset and just started talking just perfectly in character.
Nice. Dude, that's awesome.
It was so good. And then Tina's character. She plays a, she's an artificer, and okay. she plays a character. She has like 7 charisma, and like she can't, and her character's whole thing is that she doesn't know spoken English very well. Like, she doesn't know how to talk.
Okay.
So she speaks in very broken English, but she can write perfectly fine.
Interesting.
But like, she has bad charisma and I have bad charisma and we fell in love. Well,
oh,
I wouldn't necessarily say fell in love, but we trauma bonded.
Ah, the old trauma bond. Oh, God.
Like, it, the campaign started by my character watching his best friend from childhood get ripped apart by ghouls.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
Yeah. And now we're going after a coarser synth that's trying to kill me.
Outstanding.
Do you know why he's trying to kill me?
No.
Because I'm a dormant coarser synth.
Oh, good.
They turned me off, and I'm trying to get turned back on. Like our current arc is us going from town to town, like major settlement, trying to find a good enough surgeon to dig into my body and turn my cybernetics back on.
Oh my God, that is amazing.
And I'm gonna fucking, like, Man of Steel, Superman versus Zod, this fucker. I am gonna wreck this motherfucker. I am, like, there was, like, one of our, because we had one friend, he's like, I want to play, but I don't want to commit to a character, so we've just been having him kind of a rotating, just basically rotating NPCs, occasionally red shirts.
Yeah.
And, like, we're just going along, and then suddenly his head fucking exploded because he got sniped.
I'm all for it. I like it. That's great.
And that was
also
the third body of a party member that I had to bury within 3 weeks. My character's got problems.
It's, you know, trauma sounds like a common theme with your character right now. Also, I just sent you the trailer for Replaced.
Okay, I pulled it up earlier.
Oh, okay. God damn. I can't get over how, like, your character's like a fucking Maury special.
Oh, fuck, man.
So, like, Dr. Phil would be like, okay,
I didn't know I was a synth until I found tapes of my past self telling me that I'm a synth.
Dude, that's...
So I, like, fucking mementoed myself.
Which is really cool.
Right? Because I told him, I want to be a synth, but I don't want to know that I'm a synth.
Yeah.
And I want to, like, I have a vague backstory, and my backstory, to my character's knowledge, is that I was, you know, born in the NCR, I joined the military, and I started doing the thing. But that's not how it was. I was a synth, and then they basically just rewrote my memory and personality to hide me.
Yeah. And this is all, you know what this does, you telling me this, this gets me excited for the D&D podcast. Because if this is something that he's doing and he hasn't spent, and this isn't like the custom world and story and everything you're talking about.
This is just a fall, and he did this specifically. He did the Fallout campaign specifically to give him something else to keep his mind on, so he could kind of let the Wineska stuff fall to the background. Because he was focusing too much on it and he had writer's block. So he did this campaign as a way to take his mind off of it, so that when he finally goes back to it, he can come at it more fresh. And that's exactly what's happening.
Yeah.
Like, the stipulation is, once we start the Wineska campaign, the Fallout campaign is over. But we realized we're so invested in these characters. We want to actually finish the campaign. So we're kind of railroading right now to get it finished. That's why we're playing tonight instead of next week.
That's awesome. That sounds like a fun campaign.
It's so good. It's so good.
Damn it. I really need to get... I don't know. I either need a game to fill that itch for a solid story, or I just need to fucking join a campaign. But I feel like joining a campaign is so much dedication that I can't 100% put in.
And that's where coming in as... like talking to a DM and being like, hey, I want to play, but I don't have the commitment for a full time. And then talk to the DM and basically you just be a drop-in NPC.
I just need something. And this is why, I probably just need a good RPG to play. That's honestly what I probably just need. But
they call it a tabletop RPG for a reason, you motherfucker.
I know they do, but I need something where it's like, I don't have to commit to anything except myself, you know? So that way I don't feel like a fuck up if I'm like, oh, I can't make it this week or whatever.
Hey kid, you want to play some D&D?
plus I don't need the fucking itch to buy more dice. Like I was lucky and avoided that fucking bullet the first time. So
no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, I know your collection of dice. And then I started watching pack openings of like Magic the Gathering cards and shit.
Oh, that was stupid.
Oh, yeah, because I almost pushed the button on ordering a booster box. But fortunately, we're poor right now. So I was like, I can't financially recover from that. So I was like, all right.
Man, Magic's not it anymore, man.
Whatever, dude. Magic will always be forever. I love Magic. Oh, get this. Did I ever tell you this since now I'm on Magic? I don't remember if I told you, but I'm working with John again, right? Because we're both...
Yes. Yeah.
Yes. He casually mentions to me how he had a collection of Magic cards that he gave to somebody working at one of the other locations. This motherfucker had thousands of dollars worth of cards that he was completely unaware of because he just collected them. He didn't know the value of them or anything like that.
He just thought, oh, hey, these are pretty.
Yeah, these are cool. These are packs from like way back when, and he had like thousands of dollars. His rarest card was like $700.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, so this dude's like, he's like, John, I can't rightfully take these. Like, you need... Like, anything over $100 value is coming back to you.
Yeah.
And, like, easily, I would say over $2,000 worth of cards came back. And it was, I was just like.
That tracks.
I was like, you seriously didn't look? He was like, no, I just, you know, I collected them way back when. I figured, whatever, you know, somebody else will play them or use them. They can have them.
That reminds me of a story online a couple years ago of. Like, dude working a donation center.
And, yes. And old, I remember this story.
You sent it to me.
It was Australia.
In to donate, you know, a bunch of her son's stuff who had died. And there's a bunch of painted Warhammer minis. And he's like, I can't take these.
Yeah.
I will help you sell them so you can get the money for them because these are valuable. And it ended up being like, a ridiculous amount of money.
Oh yeah. Well, it reminds me of a woman who took her husband's Magic cards to Antique Roadshow.
Oh.
And this was a long time ago too. But she's like, I don't think they're worth anything. My husband, you know, he collects them. He says their value is unreal. And she's like, but I don't think they're worth anything. This dude had every fucking rare card imaginable. Like, the first one was the Black Lotus sitting right there, pristine and pretty. Every fucking card he has, this dude was like, this binder, he's like, this first page alone is worth like over $50,000.
Jesus Christ. And he had a binder.
And mind you, this was probably like almost 20 years ago, which means those prices have only gone up.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh my God, they are worth something. It's like, yeah, you like,
You
what the
fucking
fuck is wrong with
morons.
you? Like, I mean, I have some rare shit that I don't really bring out ever, but I know I look up the prices every once in a while to make sure that, stuff is still fluctuating and good and happy.
Right?
Like, I've got some first edition Pokemon cards. They're not hollow, but they're still like 50, 60 bucks a pop, So it's just, I was just, that made me angry.
I still have all my old Pokemon cards.
I don't have all my old ones. I still have all my Magic cards, though. Magic forever.
I haven't gotten any Pokemon cards since Gen 2.
That like the
So like
fossil?
second generation Pokemon
Oh,
had come
okay.
out.
I can't honestly remember the last time I collected Pokemon card. Then it was Yu-Gi-Oh for a while. Good old
Oh, good
Yu-Gi-Oh.
old Yu-Gi-Oh!
Who doesn't remember
I
a
never,
fucking
like,
a man's brain living in a child's body? Such a
I
fucking
never
weird ship.
bought Yu-Gi-Oh cards, but I had a bunch of friends who had, so I played the game a couple times because I
Yeah.
enjoyed it.
It was a weird game. It was actually a really interesting game. Although it was one of those games where they came out with packs like so quick
Oh, yeah.
that you could not keep up to save your life. I mean,
A
and
new
I think
set
that's
all the
why I
fucking
stopped playing.
time, and they just kind of, because they were cranking out with the anime, but the anime was going so fast.
Oh, yeah. God, what a terrible anime.
Oh, so bad.
So fucking bad.
So bad.
So bad. Oh, gosh. So I gotta say something. Something about something I can't remember. Did we go over how I'm gonna water cool my PC?
You mentioned it a while
Yeah.
back. You said you were thinking about it, but
Oh, it's gonna
oh,
happen.
it's
I pretty
happening.
much
Okay.
I put a wish list together. It's just a matter of piecing it out and
Funding it.
buying pieces and shit. Yeah. But yeah, it's gonna happen.
I'm still fucking reeling from how fast I was able to get in line for that.
Dude, that was you had to have been number two.
I had to have been because I got my order confirmation email at 10:03,
Yeah, if
and
not, you were number
it
three.
went live at 10.
You were definitely within the first 10 people.
Absolutely.
There's no
I even
question
got
there.
the I even got the commemorative coins, like the limited edition commemorative coins that came with it.
Shit. That's crazy. Okay, so yeah, you're at least in the 10, the top 10. I don't want to say I had anything to do with it, but I was here when it happened,
You have been
so
my good luck charm when it comes to getting stuff.
my track record speaks for itself. I look forward to shitting my brains out later with food poisoning. So, hopefully nothing violent, just that.
I'm about to
We'll
get
save
yelled at.
the what? Why are you getting yelled at?
Yes, dear.
What? What is she yelling at
It's
you
not
about?
part of the model kit. Not model.
Is it the coins? Did she not know about the coins?
I didn't know about the coins until I bought it.
Oh, so wait, was this an off-the-cuff purchase? I thought this was
No,
part
no,
of the
no, no, no,
pack.
no, no. I knew. I didn't realize that there were going to be commemorative coins, like a special limited edition extra thing for free.
Oh, okay, it was free.
Like it's not, I bought an extra thing. It was, this came with it for zero extra dollars. And I did because I'm already placing an order and it's a thing that I've been meaning to get. I finally got the transfer sheet for my Space Wolves so I can finish those and get them varnished.
Nice,
Because
nice.
they've been just been sitting with just bare yellow shoulder pads, and I'm like, my babies.
My
They ain't Space Wolves yet. They're just blue Space Marines.
babies.
They're just a cooler blue Space Marine because blue Space Marines are Ultramarines, and I'm not putting that toilet shit on my. Not putting that toilet seat garbage on my minis.
Oh my God.
But I do have a bit of an update. These are the
I think I already saw these on TikTok.
sort of. I haven't posted this state with any metallics on them yet, but
Like it.
this is where I'm at, and like I have to keep reminding myself because it's such a vibrant blue, And I was like, it's going to be Gungie. It's going to be Gungie. It's going to be grungy. It's okay.
Yeah.
I just need to get there. And I think I'm at the point where I just need to finish up the gunmetal on this guy. And then I need to get the brass across the board. Because I have a darker brass color that I'm going to put as a highlighting, as an offset metal color for like the pauldrons on these guys. It's going to be bronze.
So nice.
That camera. That's your camera. There we go.
Focus. Camera. Focus. Camera.
Okay. Is
there we go.
Okay.
Yeah.
So yeah, I need to get Brett. I'm like, there's this motherfucker who's got fucking bells all over him.
Oh yeah, 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 yeah. I remember that one on TikTok.
Yeah, because I put it out with these guys.
The little, bell on a bell.
Bell on the tangly. Tangle yeah. Coming out of his belly. And I'm like, that's cute.
Tentacle bell. Dingle dangle.
His name is Bojangles.
Mr. Bojangles.
That's yeah, I'm gonna paint all the bells brass. I am gonna paint the like bullet shells. Like any metal casings on that. Gold. Yes. But once I do that, I can do the oil wash.
And make them look all
make them look all gross and stuff. Because the oil wash, like your normal wash is your acrylic based. And it seeks out the recesses and stuff, but it pools mm-hmm. so much.
Yeah.
The oil wash, if very controlled, just like you tap it into a crease and it just goes, and it just sticks in that line nice and tight and it doesn't ooze out nice. Everywhere. So that's one of the benefits of it. But the specific method that I'm going to be doing is just cover them in the black oil paint. Basic, like a super thin down black oil paint entirely, let it dry, and then go back over it with a Q-tip with just mineral spirits on it.
Oh, yeah.
And just take the layers off and leave all that deep gunge in the recesses. And that'll really make it.
Really good.
And then do highlights on top of what's revealed. It's going to look so good.
I'm super excited for it.
And then, like, once I have that done, I can get all the corrosion paints on there. Like I have this one. Like I have this here that puts like the copper patina.
Oh yeah.
It. So it gets that like greenish bleh, sort of look. I have rust as well, so that can go on the gunmetal bits, but I'm stoked.
Yes.
And I'm gonna try it. Like there's a couple bits there's this guy who has a plasma rifle. I'm going to try and do a slight OSL effect, possibly with my airbrush. I'm not sure. Now that I have that working, I'm also going to be rearranging my desk setup.
Oh, nice.
I haven't talked about that. So I'm going to
change things up.
I'm going to be taking this whole thing because I'm going to get a table from a friend. So I'm going to be taking all of this mini painting stuff off of the folding table that I'm using. And it's going to be on like a solid desk that's a little bit deeper, and I think a little.
Oh,
longer.
There you go.
And I'm going to actually put it here, where my PC is now, and I'm going to be putting my PC over here, out a little further. So the length will be my whole setup will extend longer into the room, but it won't stick out that way as far.
Yeah.
So hopefully it'll open the room up a little more. I just need to get that table and then move everything, but I have...
You guys just need a house. That's what you guys need.
Yes. No, I agree.
See, a solid 3-bedroom. So you got your sleeping quarters. Both of you have your own office-type areas to do your stuff, and then you're good to go.
I am perfectly content setting my ass up in the garage, as far as I'm concerned.
That works, too.
Like, I...
So Spotify, buy us for $100 million. We're not Joe Rogan. We're better.
Because we're not problematic.
And we reach a broader audience.
Hey,
that is a hard sentence.
Our main audience demographic has shifted from the Republic of Germany. The majority of our downloads on the actual podcast now come from the United States.
Really?
Yeah.
What are how it's been a while. How what do our metrics look like? Like I
it's
generally don't pay attention to that.
They're
but.
Okay. I mean, we're getting a couple downloads a day here and there. We had over a month of nothing.
Yes.
Like,
here's my takeaway. We don't advertise. People are like, you have a podcast? It's like, yes. You wouldn't know that because I don't advertise like I used to.
I'll talk to my friends about something that we said or did here, but nobody I know watches.
You know what? There are a couple people that I play games with. I was like, yeah, I have a podcast. And they're like, oh, what is it? I can listen to that. And I was like, okay, here you go. Listen to me complain about stupid shit or whatever. Get mad at stuff that I probably shouldn't get mad at. Like the fucking...
Yes, Kevin's Rage Corner.
My ranting that I just go on rants about.
Yeah.
I swear I had one yesterday, but I think I got it all out of my system because I was just going off for... Oh, yeah, that's right, because Shasta had people over, and I was fucking yelling because I was playing a game, a team-based PvP game, and I'm just like, if you don't know what you're doing, don't fucking play this. Practice before you go into ranked. I mean, that's the point of having modes. If you have a ranked mode, you should be able to fit the criteria to play your fucking champion, and if you don't, then you should fucking practice in a normal game-type mode where you don't ruin the experience for other people. Right? Ranked means I'm here to improve my rank and rank up through the system.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you are not confident enough to play your champion in ranked, you should practice it in normal where it doesn't affect other fucking people around you. That's all I'm asking. Common sense. Not like that's all I'm fucking asking.
I'm assuming like, I'm assuming you're talking about League.
Oh, 100%. Yes.
Once you said champion, I was like, oh, he's talking about League.
It boggles my mind because it's just like, hi, I'm playing an aggressive support champion. Maybe you should play a little aggressive alongside. Nope, you're just going to play passive the whole time. Okay, cool. So we're just going to get dominated in bot lane because you're not playing aggressive. I can't play aggressive if you don't follow up with any aggression. So we're just going to sit back and let these guys just roll into us and just take it because you don't know what you're doing. You don't know how to properly play your champion. So, yes, shit like that bothers me because at the end of the day, I love winning. I'm sorry. I don't know what to tell you.
And that's just the thing for me is I know I'm never going to be that good because I just don't care enough about those games. So I never play ranked.
Exactly. But see,
it's not my cup of tea. It's not why I'm playing.
And here's the thing. You're not going into ranked. That's the best part because you know, you don't want to play that.
Yeah.
Or you don't have the desire. I get people all the time. They're like, I don't even know I'm playing this right now. And it's like, why the fuck? Then why? Why queue up for it?
Yeah. I don't play ranked. Like I think the most ranked or competitive I've ever played is I finished a placement round in Overwatch once, where it's, you know,
once,
years ago. You play your 10 games before you actually get a rank.
Yep.
And then once I got my rank, I was like, I'm done.
But see, that's, you know, for me, I'm competitive. I'm sorry. I'm a big, hairy American winning machine. Like, that's what I like to do. All right. I like to fucking win, okay? I'm not saying I'm a perfect human being by any means, but I like to fucking win. Like, that is the point of playing against other human beings, is to be better than them and win. Like, and yes, I went the fucking... I went there, all right? I went Talladega Nights. And, you know, I wake up in the morning, I piss excellence. You know, that's where I'm fucking going. You know what I don't like? I hate losing. I hate when I lose. So when I lose, I get angry.
Big, hairy American winning machine.
Yeah.
Fuck.
It's just, that's why I play ranked modes, is to fucking win. to get better, to win, to get better. And if I don't, then what the fuck is the point of playing?
I don't know.
I don't know either. But it pisses me off when people are very nonchalant about that when they're in a ranked competitive mode. Because it's like, well, then why the fuck are you here? Why'd you even queue up? Oh, because it's ranked. That's your reason? Because it's ranked? You have no goals or ambitions to be better in the game? You've played 1,000 fucking games and you're stuck in this fucking level? Like, just stop then. Just stop playing. God, I hate people. I'm sorry. Maybe it's just people. I just hate people.
People are dumb.
People are awful. They shouldn't exist. Humanity was a mistake.
100%. Completely agree.
Oh my God. It so bothers me. The amount of people, you know what else bothers me? Republicans who call themselves Christians in this country. That really bothers me.
It's a bothering thing.
Because Jesus was a socialist through and through, you fucking retard. Like, I don't want to fucking hear it. I really don't. I'm so sick of this mentality where it's like, I am a Christian, but I don't care about people. Well, then you're not a Christian. You're a fake Christian. There it is. I said it. And that's probably about 90 to 95% of the people in this fucking country, fake Christians.
I hate to
burn. And I know you're gonna cut me off because we're going into territory that we don't fucking go into.
I was just gonna like throw in a bit.
I know.
And then put an end to it. But I'm just gonna throw it out there, and I know it's gonna piss people off.
Oh yeah.
Jesus was a brown dude.
Oh yeah, too. Jesus wasn't Ewan McGregor, you dumb shits. Like
Jesus was a fucking brown guy.
He was born in the Middle East. Like I understand, we could all have our own depiction of. To be fair, if there is a higher power, you know, I'm not going to specify and say the higher power looks like this. If there is, he may even look different to us based on, you know, whatever. We don't even really know. Like. You know, the Bible says giant ball of fucking bright light that I can't stare directly at. So we really don't even fucking know like what it could look like.
There's a reason angels lead with fear not, because they're fucking terrifying.
Fear not, I am frightening to you. Do not be afraid. Oh God, but yeah, I'm sorry.
Never mind the fact that like it's regularly described that people who spoke with angels came back like fucking burned.
I hate people in this country so much, man. I really do.
It's dumb.
Like, I'm not an advocate for genocide, but I just really wish there was a test that we could sterilize the really dumb ones.
Okay. I have a story now. So,
is this about your friend that talked about population control? We had the story on the podcast. Okay.
I was going to be like, yeah, no, a friend was like at the end of a date when she's obviously waiting for a kiss. he just goes, if I had my way, I'd kill an eighth of the world, you know, a quarter of the world's population or an eighth of the world's population. And she just leaves.
See, I mean, he wasn't even slick about being like, but I'd keep you around.
Didn't even have any of that. He just threw that out there, fucking dropped it like it was hot. And she's just like, okay. And it was somebody he worked with, and she quit.
Oh, God. She probably thought he was.
It actually ended up that she transferred to a different store because this was he worked, oh, okay. He worked at Safeway at the time. She transferred to a different store. Then years later, she transferred back.
Oh my God.
And he just went, oh, hey.
Honestly, an eighth seems too low. A quarter would be realistic.
That was the thing is like he went to tell his friends about that. And he's like, and their response was, only an eighth? Why?
Yeah. An eighth is just not enough, honestly. That's if we want to support life any longer, we have to. I mean, it's just...
And this was like 10 years ago.
Yeah.
So, population has exploded since then.
Yeah. And then we've got countries like China who's lifting the ban on, you know, two-child households because... They're going to run out of fucking people in the workforce in the next, like, 50 or 100 years or some shit. So, I don't
Well,
know.
That's
I
the thing,
just.
is they had initially lifted the ban on one child households, then they lifted the ban on two.
Well, yeah, because they can't sustain the population fucking
People,
age
it got to, but
gaps.
that's the thing, is like, even though they did that, the population has not started to increase.
Well, no. I mean, you ingrain people so much with that shit, they're not going to want to reproduce at all. I mean, plus you've got people like me who I have no intention of reproducing for various factors, both genetically, the world around us, the world at large, people,
I mean, I've always
people, more people.
people.
I fucking hate people.
I've always
I'm
been.
realistically selfish and wouldn't want to really take care of a child because that sounds like a lot of
I've
work.
always been more of the opinion that I generally don't want kids, but if I decide to
Yes.
go that route, I would prefer to adopt because there are already too many fucking people in the world.
Oh, that too. I mean, the amount of just kids that need homes in
Yep.
general is just
Yep.
unreal. I mean,
And
it's.
that's been it.
Yeah. But then you've got, awesome states like Texas where it's like, oh, after 2 weeks, you can't get an abortion. By the way, it's now illegal. You'll be thrown in prison.
Yeah.
Anybody who helped you is also going to be thrown in prison. Even though,
And anybody who catches you doing it is going to get a reward.
Yes. And even though you don't know after 2 weeks if you're pregnant, that's not how any of that works. But we don't know how that works because we all have dicks when we make these decisions. So,
There was a thing years ago where there was like some girl was interning
so
with the
stupid.
senator, and she ended up having a conversation with him, and he genuinely thought that women could control their period. And it's just like,
That's
why is that type of education?
allowed.
Well, I'm specifically saying disallowed. Is
Oh,
they're not educating people on what's correct. They're
no,
not educating
I mean,
people on what's proper. And
because the abstinence education is it's so stupid. And again, it's a lack of, I don't want to say science, but it's a lack of actual knowledge. It's, I mean, we're the problem is we these fucking states put people in power who have no idea how shit actually works, except like, the bad stuff, like fucking, oh God, it's like, sure, if we, I don't know, if we ran a country based off of embezzlement, lobbying, and other fun underground activities, these people would be highly qualified. But unfortunately, we have to try to run a country for the good of the people, which gets swayed away. And there's very few people that actually care about the will of the people. They only care about the size of their paycheck
Yep.
and how much gets donated to them,
Yeah.
in air quotes, or how much they could make off of selling stocks before a pandemic.
There's some bullshit out there, that's for damn sure.
Yep. And they should all be hung or shot. No, hung. I
Easy
feel like hanging.
approach.
I feel like hangings would be more better. Or bring out a guillotine. That's also a good show. I don't know. Oh my God. Have you been watching Loki? Or did you haven't watched it yet?
I still haven't finished Falcon and the Winter Soldier.
Oh man. What are you doing with your life besides painting minis?
That
Painting minis.
painting
Finish
minis.
that and start watching Loki, dude, because Loki is fantastic.
I'm not surprised.
Two episodes in, and I'm just like, oh my God. Like, just, oh my God.
Yeah,
It's
no, I'm
fantastic.
not surprised at all.
No, it's good. And I like the fact that it's on Wednesdays.
Yeah, I did notice that. I was like, huh, this one's on Wednesdays. Because the past two were on Fridays.
Yes.
WandaVision
Well,
and Falcon and the Winter Soldier.
they did like a little, I guess, skit type deal where Tom Hiddleston came out and was like, I don't like following other people. He's like, I think Loki's gonna air on Wednesdays instead of Fridays. So it's like, all right, cool. Make it so.
Okay, then.
Yeah. God damn, I really wish I wouldn't have gotten to the whole people thing, because
Did
now
you
this whole episode's a downer at the end.
get around to checking out Bo Burnham's Inside yet?
I have not yet. Did you sent that to me, right?
Dude.
Right? You
It
sent that to me.
I sent it with a strong, it gets a strong recommend for me. I've already watched it twice.
Okay. Yeah, I know.
And I listen
think...
to the soundtrack whenever I get an opportunity to. It's just, it's so good.
Between you and some other people that were like, you need to watch this. So
it's, and I will preface, don't expect his typical comedy special.
Yeah, that I've heard that as
like,
well.
Don't expect anything like What or Make Happy or Words. It's a completely different thing. Because I'm sure you know the premise of it.
Yeah, yeah. No, I know everything. I just have not actually sat down and watched it.
Knowing that and seeing it and seeing the presentation of it is remarkable.
Yeah, okay.
Because it's shot, performed, and edited by him. So the fact that, and the shots that happen in it.
Good stuff.
It's so, like, the cinematography in it.
Really well done.
Is really well done.
Right.
In general. Made only more impressive by the fact that he was the only one doing it. Like, it's good cinematography.
Yeah.
In general. If it were, like, an actual, like, crew doing it, it would still be considered good cinematography. But the fact that it was good cinematography done by one person who's also doing the performing...
it just kind of brings it to another level.
Just takes it to that next step.
Okay, I'll have to watch that.
Plus the songs are just fucking catchy as hell.
Do you do any much reading? Do you do much reading of like mangas online?
Not really.
There's one. I don't know if you would like it. It's called Solo Leveling.
Okay.
I don't know how to describe it other than try the first chapter or the intro chapter, see how it feels, and then go from there.
I tend to like, and I don't know what it is, but I tend to like manga over anime.
Okay. You might like this.
That tends to be the way I go. Like, there was a while where I read a girl I was dating had like 10 years worth of Shonen Jumps, and I read all of them. And that was like One Piece from the beginning. That was like the Cell Saga for Dragon Ball Z, Naruto from the beginning, Bleach from the beginning. No, not Bleach from the beginning. Bleach came back halfway through.
Bleach.
That had shit like Hikaru no Go. Fuck, I have to do the thing where I leave.
Thing.
But we're at time, so we might as well just end it.
Oh, yeah. But no, check out Solo Leveling. Check out Chapter Zero. It's kind of the intro chapter. Honestly, I started it because TikTok, somebody on TikTok was like, Che, check this shit out. And then I was like, oh, my God. And next thing I know, like 4 hours later of reading, I was like 40 chapters in.
Oh, shit. Okay.
And I was like, let me preface this. I was working from home, technically. But I was reading this in between meetings, and I was basically like, oh, I have 15 minutes before my next meeting. I can read another chapter. So that's where I was at with it. And there's rumor that there may be an anime coming from it next year.
Okay.
Overall, there's 156 chapters, so I'm only about a third of the way through.
Okay.
And God, if they adapt an anime, it's gonna be good. Like it.
Okay.
Okay.
It's a bad time. Thank you guys for watching and putting up with.
Yes. I apologize for being a downer on the last half of the show.
Yep.
But you know it. Sometimes frustrations happen.
Yeah.
So
we'll catch you guys in the next one.
We'll catch you guys later. Zach's about to explode.
Yep.